Lucky in Love was a 1929 American romantic comedy directed by Kenneth S. Webb, produced during the pivotal transition from silent films to sound cinema. Released by Tiffany Stahl Productions, a studio best remembered for its attempts to compete with the larger Hollywood players of the late 1920s, the film is now considered lost, with no known surviving copies in archives or private collections. Its disappearance reflects both the fragility of early sound films and the difficulties faced by smaller independent studios in preserving their output during an era of rapid technological change. This is Land of the Lost, Lucky in Love. The film was adapted from a stage play of the same name by J.C. Nugent and Elliot Nugent, which had enjoyed a modest success on Broadway in 1926. The story followed an Irish immigrant in New York who navigates romance, cultural identity, and the challenges of assimilation while striving to build a better life in America. It combined lighthearted comedic elements with the sentimental themes popular in immigrant narratives of the 1920s, which resonated strongly with audiences during a decade marked by rapid social change and waves of immigration. Kenneth S. Webb, the film's director, was a veteran of silent cinema whose career spanned melodramas and light comedies. Like many filmmakers of his generation, he struggled with the industry's conversion to synchronized sound, and Lucky in Love was one of his few sound-era efforts. The cast featured Morton Downey, a well-known singer of the period often dubbed the Irish Nightingale, whose presence capitalized on the novelty of hearing popular vocalists perform on screen in the early talkie era. His musical numbers were among the film's key attractions, showcasing the blending of cinema and popular music that would become a hallmark of early sound films. Dorothy Burgess, another rising star, appeared as the female lead, adding glamour and romantic chemistry to the narrative. The production reflected Tiffany Stahl's strategy of competing with the major studios by leaning on star-driven projects and adapting recognizable stage properties. However, the company was operating under financial strain and would soon collapse in the early 1930s, contributing to the loss of much of its output. Distribution was limited compared to the films of the larger Hollywood players, which also reduced the likelihood of wide preservation. As with many early sound films, Lucky in Love was shot on nitrate film stock, which was prone to deterioration and fire. Combined with the relatively low commercial profile of Tiffany Productions, the movie slipped into obscurity after its release. By the time film preservationists began cataloging and archiving early talkies in earnest, no prints were located in public archives or private holdings. Only still photographs, reviews, and promotional materials survived to document its existence. Today, Lucky in Love is remembered primarily through period trade reviews, which praised Downey's charm and the film's musical interludes, but noted its conventional romantic comedy plotting. For film historians, its significance lies in its place within the transitional moment of cinema history, when independent studios experimented with sound and popular singers were brought into film productions to attract audiences curious about the new technology. Its loss leaves a gap in understanding Kenneth S. Webb's later career and the legacy of Tiffany Stahl Productions, serving as a reminder of how fragile and incomplete the record of early Hollywood remains.